When I meant this bitch, I meant the camera, not you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome. See? I'm getting gooder. I don't even know where to put my hands. I can't believe this spider came into our studio and just webbed my desk.
That is so crazy.
Fucked up. Happy Halloween, everybody. Welcome.
Happy Halloween.
To a very special Dying to Talk, the first holiday special ever.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. It is Halloween, October 31st. We got a very special guest from the Monsters, Lily, played by, what's your name again? Sarah D'Amidio, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Kara. Yes, right, of course. We got fucking Spencer over there off camera.
I'm the invisible man.
He sure is.
Whoa. He's in frame, but he's the invisible man for Halloween.
Yeah, literally
so.
Right here, right next to
he's right here.
Sarah over here.
Why don't you smack him in the face, right here. Sarah?
See? Oh my God, that is so crazy.
Wow, that was really convincing acting. Where do you guys learn? The Monday Theater Lab? I think the spirit of Halloween, not the store, but the charm of Halloween died when Kmart went out of business.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Would you agree?
Well, so we were getting this beautiful pumpkin right here from my house this morning, and there was a dead spider in it, and then you were washing it out, and you saw
I flipped it over, and there was a
Kmart tag for 89 cents. You don't get anything really for 89
Golden
cents.
Golden era.
Rip in peace.
Kmart had just, I don't know, I feel like they just did the holidays right when it comes to, like, their seasonal section, Halloween, yeah. Christmas, even, like, the summer stuff. Target should be fucking ashamed of themselves. For that fuck-ass excuse of a Halloween section that they
because
put together.
Every year... No, you said this the other day. You were like, it looks like they just started setting it up and that it also was ransacked.
Gone.
Spirit, like, right before Halloween, like, those 2 days before, it looks like a bomb went off. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Spirit of Halloween will be, like, mint condition from, like, September 8th. To like October 20th, and then
everything's stopped.
Everything's gone, and then but that's what you expect.
But it's also so busy because I forget what year it was that I went in. Oh, when we were filming The Rabbit.
Yes,
I went in to go get blood, and it was like everything was gone. There was a million people in there. I don't want to be a green M&M. Like, and it's like,
well, you should have thought about that earlier, Junior.
Okay, well, we're being a family of M&Ms, so that's. That's what the costume is.
Was that hit close to home? Were you ever
a family of M&Ms? Yeah. No.
Did you ever do family costumes as a kid?
Kind of. Like, we did one year where, like, my dad and my brother were devils and me and my mom were angels.
Uh-huh.
And it was, my brother was, like, maybe, like, 2 years old, and they drew, like, a cutie little, like, devil
mustache.
Goatee on it.
Oh, okay.
He looked really cute.
All right. Spencer, what about you? Did your family even celebrate Halloween when you were younger?
No, yeah. That was the weird thing, because apparently...
How?
I don't know. Like, Halloween was cool. Like, we could dress up and trick-or-treat. But, like, also not really. Like, it wasn't really harped on.
What do you mean not really, though?
Like, because it wasn't... Like, it was always like, oh, it's literally Halloween today. What are you going to be for Halloween? You know what I mean?
Oh, you didn't have like the prep work.
It wasn't
prepped. There was one year that I was Aragorn. For Halloween.
From Lord of the Rings.
Fire. And I had a pretty great costume. Like,
Aragorn. If I didn't know Lord of the Rings, I would have thought that was a My Little Pony character.
Yeah, Aragorn from My Little Pony.
Are you a brony?
I'm not a brony. Yeah, Kale, what about you? Ever get suckered into a family Halloween costume?
No. What about My Little Pony?
Kale seems like the kind of person, like, I'm not dressing up. Every day is Halloween for me. Moves bangs out of the way.
At Spirit, they have that damn button, the this is my Halloween
I hate
costume.
That shit. I hate that
I'd
shit.
I'd rather people not dress up at all than do like the button or the shirt that's like, this is my costume. No, it's not.
Yeah.
You went to Spirit Halloween to buy that. You couldn't find one thing that you thought was like fun. I hate when people can't get into Halloween.
Just get yourself a sword or something.
Clearly, we enjoy Halloween, if you couldn't tell.
We do.
Kara and I, it was my pick this year. Mm-hmm. Herman Munster, Lily Munster from the Munsters TV show. Not that fuck-ass Rob Zombie movie. But when we were younger, Kmart for the Halloween costumes, always. Get that fucking blood pump scream mask. Or the fucking Jason one.
The costume that I felt the coolest in as a kid, I have to find. I know
I already could probably figure out what it is. Probably some like jester costume, like evil jester or like evil clown. Yeah, there are some like
shit.
It's crazy how like, okay, I really think in the last, since I was very young. I was born in 1999, context. And early 2000s was like my preschool, elementary. I feel like since that period to now, society has changed and so many new like IPs and ideas have been introduced into like the zeitgeist. But there's certain Halloween costumes that just never go away. No. Ever.
But they're what's always crazy,
on the shelves.
However.
Did you find it or no?
No, but the classics are going away. Do you know how hard it was to find fucking bolts for his neck?
No, that means they're so popular.
But there wasn't even like a section where the bolts were that it was missing.
No, you're talking about because we went to Party City.
I went to Party City. I went to Walmart. I went to a bunch of places because I was continuously searching. And I dead ass got to a point where I was like, I'm going to go into my dad's like Snap-on toolbox.
Yeah, and get real bolts. And
get real bolts and spirit gun them to your neck because I can't find fake ones.
Yeah. Party City, their moniker is nobody has more Halloween for less. Couldn't be further from the fucking truth. Their Halloween section is a goddamn joke. You should be ashamed of yourself, Spirit Halloween.
I feel like that's like...
I mean, not Spirit Halloween, Party City.
Party City, like, should be... They're at least half, if not more than half, their store should be dedicated to Halloween.
It's like one-eighth of their store.
Well, yeah, they used to do the whole wall where you could,
that
like...
That was fucking annoying.
You'd like, the there, menu, like the costume menu. Yeah. You'd be like, can I get the Green Knight in a kid's medium, please?
Yeah, the Green Knight.
And then they would bring it out.
What you know about the Red Ninja costume? I was the Red Ninja... Batman.
Kai.
Not Ninjago.
Ninjago Kai.
No, not Ninjago. This preceded that. But yeah, no, there are certain costumes that just won't go away. They just will last for a lifetime. And then, you know, obviously once you get into the college age, costumes is just lingerie and basketball shorts.
Dude.
Angel.
College costumes are.
Devil.
Angel, devil, bunny. Football player, boxer.
Cat.
Cat, maid,
Mermaid Man, Barnacle Boy.
Risky Business is another popular one. What was I in college for Halloween?
Oh, you went.
Oh, yeah. One year I was, my freshman year of college, I was Trixie from the Fairly Odd Parents.
Wow.
With my ex.
And now we can never do that costume.
No, and it's a really cute
Andrew
costume.
Thanks, Andrew of Elephant J.
That is so funny.
If you're listening,
big fan.
That is so funny. So we did that one year, and I wore the tightest goddamn skirt I'd ever worn in my life to a basement show in Philly, not where you wear the tightest skirt of your entire life. Are you okay?
Yeah.
And I was also, that was the first time I ever went to a frat party also. I did the same thing. I went to a frat Halloween party dressed as... Well, we didn't have costumes, so we, like, kind of had to be, like, what we were wearing was, like, somehow, like, a costume, but it wasn't. So I had, like, a green top on and black pants. I was like, I'm Vicky from the Fairly Odd Parents. And they were like, okay.
Okay. $5 to get in.
Yeah. Oh, Aliens, another big one. Or, like, space thing.
Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
I personally, when I was in college.
Playboy Bunnies.
When I was in college, I went to Dirty Albany. Went to UAlbany, by the way.
Dirty Albs.
I was like recently single and I was excited for Halloween, but then when I got to the, like, I was like, this is actually so gross. Everybody here is just naked.
Yeah, basically. I'm
going home. Fuck this. Me and my like $3,000 piece by piece. No, I'm just kidding. I think I was like just in my like, I don't know. I don't even remember what the fuck I was. I had a mental breakdown that night though.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have a good enough costume. I miss Kmart.
Because you weren't naked enough.
I wasn't naked enough. Yeah. I wasn't wearing a lot. I didn't have my ass
You
got
to have a cod piece on and nothing else.
Cod piece.
Yeah.
A chastity belt.
Yeah. Oh.
And nothing else.
Me, Josie, and Katie, my roommates in college, were the Powerpuff Girls one year. And it was super cute. Uh-huh. It was really fitting because like every time I've ever been associated with Powerpuff Girls, I'm always, what the fuck? Buttercup.
Damn, bitch. Fucking up.
Josie was Blossom and Katie was Bubbles, and it fit because like all the hair color and everything. Yeah. It was super cute. That was a really fun Halloween.
Halloween's my favorite holiday. I think obviously Christmas is superior. Martin Luther King Day is second because that's also my birthday usually. So hey,
top three holidays.
Top three holidays.
Halloween,
three holidays.
Christmas, Martin Luther King Day.
Hell yeah. Similar to like what you're saying, like the people that like bash Halloween. Oh, hey, you're worshiping devils. It's like, bro, I'm literally Buzz Lightyear just trying to get candy. Like, couldn't even be more further from like a religious affiliation being like Buzz Lightyear, Batman. I was Batman 1 year. Were you a frequent trick-or-treater as a child?
Always.
Did you ever skip? I would have years where I'm like, I'm not doing it. I'm above that. And then like Halloween, 5 p.m. Halloween rolls around. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Even Mom, when, I need my tote bag.
Even when I stopped like trick-or-treating, like so I would much. Always like, what?
I miss it so much.
No, I know. I would take Casey out on a walk in her costume because she's a mermaid every single year. And she's beautiful. And this will be her 15th year as her a mermaid. 15th
mermaid year.
And so that way, like, I could get the, like, feeling of, like, having walked around. And, like, people would be like, oh, look how cute. And I'm like, yeah, she's a mermaid.
Yeah, she's a mermaid. This is
Widow. She's mermaid. A mermaid. She's a mermaid, W.O.
Yeah, Widow.
No, I think I trick-or-treated until I was a senior in high school.
I think yeah. That's appropriate.
Yeah.
What would you say is an appropriate? Like, we hand out candy every year.
Now,
we have a cutoff. Like, you're too old. Get lost.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. I said no to that one kid who was like definitely like Spencer's age. You don't remember that?
Not at all.
It was like the first year we did
my favorite.
I was like, how old are you? He goes, 16. I go, get the fuck out of here. No, you're not. It was scram! One
solo dude.
It was like two of them. They were like, you're literally like 20. It's 21 like
me
years
and Sonny
old.
Knock on your door. Yeah. And we're like, yeah, we're 16.
Hey, we're 16. You That's drove. So you parked in my driveway you drove and got here, out.
I saw you drive. Dude, nothing was funnier, but we were so we would play like handing out candy like bingo, like uses a pillowcase or doesn't say thank you, which most of them do not. And there was this one kid towards the end of the night. It was so funny. So I gave him like whatever, like I just grabbed something out of the bowl and I gave it to him. And so he looks at it and he looks at us and he goes, well, does this have peanuts in it? And we were like, oh, I don't know. Like I can give you something. I was like, are you allergic? And he goes, no.
Yeah.
And his mom just goes, I don't know why he asked you that. He has not asked anybody else that this entire night. He does not have an allergy. And we were just like,
okay.
Well, the kid's just standing there.
Maybe he had too much peanuts. Like, maybe he doesn't like peanuts.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he was really getting, does. Like, Baby Ruth, Snickers, Baby Reese's. Ruth suck, fuck, bro. No. Fucking no.
The worst.
No.
You like Baby Ruth?
They're disgusting.
Oh, yeah. They suck. Okay,
oh, I thought you were saying you liked them.
I said, fuck Baby Ruth. They're terrible.
No, you kind of went, oh.
Oh, no. It was more like, ah.
Oh. Frankenstein? Go ahead.
Yeah. That, there was nothing
I'm sorry,
more aggravating.
Herman, you're Herman.
I'm Herman You're Monster. Not really Frankenstein. Thank you. Thanks.
Frankencelery.
Well,
Frankencelery.
Frankenstein's monster.
Spencer thinks I look like Frankencelery from VeggieTales. I'm going to pop a picture right here. Let me know in the comment section if you think I look like that.
It's uncanny.
I am very green. Yeah. I understand.
I think it's really.
Wait, what's the title of that?
Where's God when I'm scared?
Where's God when I'm scared? Yeah. This is great for teasing the future Dying Industry Films produced podcast, Veggie Talks.
Waiting for it. Fucking Yeesh. Waiting for it. Anyway,
so it's Sophia being a fucking gatekeeper about it.
Let's go, Sophia. Ridiculous. Hey, clock's ticking. It's November, practically.
I want another peanut butter pickle burger, Sophia.
Hey, November 2nd. Yes. November 2nd. That's in a couple of days. Howland at the Bonneville Grange. They mm-hmm. will be there. Make sure to come see that show. It's going to be great. Awesome, fun time.
That's a cool stuff.
What's a Halloween Might candy a that you absolutely Ooh. Fucking hate?
That I hate?
Other than Baby Ruth. I got like five.
Baby Ruth. I don't like Snickers, okay? I don't like peanuts. I don't like whole peanuts. I don't like whole peanuts. I love Reese's. I don't like whole peanuts. It's I'm just like you. A thing I have.
Okay.
Wait.
Pause really quick. Baby Ruth, right?
Yes.
What's in? Is it nougat and peanut?
And chocolate, yeah.
So
it's just not caramel.
It's just Snickers without caramel. Pretty it's much. Like, it's just a Basically. Downgraded Snickers.
Yeah.
Okay. I hate popcorn balls. Get that shit out of my face. Facts. I don't
make those anymore because the glue, like, kills children.
And I don't like I don't like Tootsie Rolls. I don't like Tootsie Pops, obviously.
What?
I don't like Blow Pops. I don't like bubble gum.
Like double bubble?
Bubble gum, point blank period, I don't want it.
Double bubble does suck.
It does.
It used to be so good, it's and like now
pink
it's
pink chalk.
Ass.
Bubble gum flip, don't want it. Interesting. Don't want it. And I hate the little bag of like the shaped pretzels. They were cute.
No, those are great.
The Utz pretzels?
You don't want Oots Bats pretzels?
Yeah.
They're gas.
They're like cats, pumpkins, and something else. Yeah, I don't really like those.
Wow.
Do Buddy. You... Well, okay, so what are candies that you hate?
Whoppers? Disgusting.
That's understandable.
That's fair.
Disgusting.
I like them, Actually, no. The ones, it's they just suck. All candy has downgraded.
Ooh, the yeah. strawberry milkshake amount. Whoppers, though.
Like all this I don't fuck know about shit. That. I don't like Whoppers.
Sorry.
Nerds.
What?
Nerds are just like aggravating.
I don't like nerds
me.
Either.
I love nerds. I don't like nerds. Nerds are so good.
Smarties. Nah, any of that pixie great. Stick shit.
Oh, that's true.
Sweet
yeah.
tarts, any of that. I'm like, ew. Like, get nah, this, like this literal that. Tablet of pure sugar.
Yeah.
I don't no like pixie sticks or whatever because that that's is cocaine. Literally, you're that's, just drinking sugar.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just a chocolate person. That's just, bless you.
Dots.
I will say again, I had those
my mom
recently.
Loves
if
those,
you're
bro.
Giving out dots on Halloween, just turn your house, turn the front light off. Don't. I don't want to come to your house.
I don't want to go to your house.
I don't
want to
go to your house.
I will go there.
Yo, there was a house that used to make... I'm sorry, no, you can finish your cannabis.
That was kind of really it. Yeah, I can't really think of...
Right, like...
Oh, Hershey's Cookies and Cream. Disgusting.
Interesting.
Really anything white chocolate, gross. I'm not into. The white Reese's, gross.
That's horrible.
Those are...
The white Kit Kat, though?
No.
There was a house in my neighborhood that you used to have to dance for, like... 30 seconds to a minute to get candy. You'd be like, trick or treat. And then they'd turn on the music. They're like, dance for candy. And I was just like.
It's a little weird.
I don't know about that.
I think it was like. Never mind. It was just like these two older ladies. Like, they were sweet. And
could
yeah.
be witches.
And
they live in a house together.
Maybe. And yeah,
just,
you'd have to just like.
Are witches just like folklore lesbians? Is that what that is?
No.
Are you sure? Because now I'm like drawing some similarities between witches and lesbians that I know.
I could see a woman being accused of witchcraft in the olden times for being lesbian.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Well, that was kind
I really,
of.
I'm not even, no jokes. I could really see that.
But like dumping like witchcraft on someone, like even if like.
If women read books back then, they were burned alive.
You know, like...
Yeah, exactly.
That
exactly.
was kind of... Witchcraft lesbian. Was like... Was how they were like, oh, you have hysteria. And it's just like depression and symptoms like yeah. that. And it's just like...
Like, no, there's a demon in you.
Yeah. yeah. We're going to tie a cinder block people. To your feet and then throw you in a pond.
Yeah.
And if you're a witch, you'll come back up. And if you're not...
Whoops.
Yeah, if you're a witch, you'll come back up and then we'll burn you at the stake. If you're not, then you die.
Then you stay
down. If
you're
not, there. Then thank yeah. you so much for coming. It's been so
thank
nice
you guys
to
so
see
much.
You.
Oops, sorry. Did I fuck anything up? Okay.
No.
I clapped on the wire and I pulled
You think
it.
Our equipment's that cheap? You guys have a Halloween guilty pleasure?
I do.
What is it?
It's not guilty because I talk about it all the time. I love Monster High. I love Monster High, okay?
Exactly. Yeah. Monster High to get by. Spence, you have a Halloween guilty pleasure? Not sexual, you freak, please.
No, I will say this isn't a guilty pleasure, but this is one thing that I feel like has happened on most of my Halloweens is just really like, and this is what I like most about trick-or-treating is just being outside at night around during this time of year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just so
it is.
It's a little, it's, ooh, what's going to happen? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
your Halloween guilty pleasure?
I will partake in a I will put on the Thriller music video and dance to it in front of the TV whole thing.
You could probably do it without it.
I know, but I like having Michael Jackson there
yeah, to guide
to
you.
Guide me through and yeah. there's this what was, oh my god, one Casper Scare School. I'll be 50 watching that shit.
I've never seen that.
Oh,
I'm missing out. Remember last year
what?
We got the VHS too.
Oh yeah, we used to the old 90s Alvin and the Chipmunk, like Meet the Wolfman, Meet Frankenstein. And I forgot that the chipmunks' voices are so fucking annoying. So we're watching this and I'm like, damn.
We were like, let's watch it on VHS. Bro. It'll be really nostalgic, be really cute.
It was.
And we were like, we literally have to turn this off. Like our heads were pounding. So bad.
It was bad. It was really bad. The Scary Godmother. Are you familiar?
No.
What? It was like on Cartoon Network. Scary Godmother's Scary Good Halloween. Whatever. I'm not familiar with the name.
No.
Nobody
Yo,
knows
Amelia
that.
Bedelia Halloween book.
How? What did he? So you know what that is, but you don't know the very popular Scary Godmother Halloween special.
If you know Amelia Bedelia, DM me, please. Yeah.
No, I don't want people DMing you. What the fuck?
It'll just be other girls. I want to talk about Amelia Bedelia.
Yeah, and that's an open invite for any freaks out there that could just...
Like, oh, I know...
I know Amelia Bedelia.
No.
okay, if anybody knows Scary Godmother, don't DM me. I don't want to talk to you. I feel like Cartoon Network always just beat Nickelodeon when it came to Halloween special.
Cartoon Network is superior. The best.
They had just is the so much whimsy. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Cartoon Network, Over the Garden Wall. There's another fall. That's more fall. Really should start it on, like, after Halloween. Kale, have you ever seen Over the Garden Wall? Anyone?
Kale doesn't do anything.
I've seen Over the Hedge.
Over the Hedge. It's almost solid. Like that.
No, it's not.
Romeo and Juliet.
I've seen Over the Garden Wall. It's like, so I've good. Seen it. I've never sat
it,
down
I honestly think, Kara, you would really enjoy it. It's so much fun.
Is it
fun.
A children's movie?
It's a children's I'd story. Love it. It's like, it's a 10-part miniseries, and they're like 10 minutes long each episode. It's like, you can watch it.
It's like
night.
Really
it's
long
nice.
TikToks that you can watch wide ways.
Yeah, wow. It's so good.
That's
it's so
what you
nice.
Get for making fun of me by saying that.
I want to do a staged adaptation of it.
All
right. That's what I'll do.
Hey, can we do a staged adaptation of Where is God When I'm Scared?
That's a good idea.
Starring Frank and Celery.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I remember in church school watching that. And they were like, guys, remember this, you really shouldn't be trick-or-treating. It's like, why? Because you're worshiping the devil. And I'm like, how?
How?
Where am I doing that? Because you're wearing all these evil, scary costumes. I always had this theory, like, when I was a little kid, like, I can't go scary. I have to wait till I'm an adult and then dress scary. But then when I became an adult, I was like, I want to wear the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah.
Like, if I wasn't wearing this costume right now, I'd probably dress like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Our
I
think first it's all about Halloween was the dumbest. Sorry, what?
No, I was just going back. It's all about worshiping false idols.
I'm not worshiping any of them.
But
like,
you're trying to be like them.
This is no different than when people go to a football game and wear blue and red fucking Giants face. And then
they're
they
also
lose.
Going to hell.
Yeah, they are. The Giants suck.
Sorry, Kara. Our first Halloween, we had the most nonsense costume of all time.
Stupid fucking idea.
I was
because we weren't like dating yet, but
we were
going to Target in the daytime together, so that pretty much means we were together.
Yeah,
that's the sign, ladies. If your man is if he ain't claiming you, but he's taking you to Target on a weekday, he's in love.
Midday,
with you. Midday, 2 p.m. Wednesday. Yeah. Anyway.
No, we just, we were together. I mean, because you just announced that I was your girlfriend literally a week later. Yeah. But,
I'm a showman. That's what I do.
Greatest show. Look at that. This is the greatest show.
No, I just like.
Wait, no. I was Mr. Krabs and you were dripped out.
I was Bosk from Halloween. Bosk from Star Wars, but like I wore like a Supreme shirt.
You're
going
to have to put a picture in.
I will. I'll do you one better. I'm going to put the clip of us fighting in the car.
This is the problem.
No. Because do you know how fucking ridiculous you made me look?
I made you look ridiculous?
Do you know how ridiculous you made me look in front of those people? You.
Me.
You.
Are you?
Yeah, you. You. No, don't fucking. Don't fucking try and do this now.
I have nothing to do with that.
Okay? No, because it doesn't fucking fix the problem now. It doesn't fucking fix it.
Nothing will ever top the pretzel rods dipped in white chocolate that look like ghosts.
Yo, those are fucking good.
Michelle Sarah.
Yo, I'm waiting, Michelle. Where you at? I better see
every
her
every Halloween.
Later.
She comes over every Halloween.
Well, I better
you
see
will
her.
Have them.
I better see her
she
later.
She comes in with a gallon Ziploc bag. Full of those. They're delicious.
I love pretzel rods. I pretend like... Yo, I remember another Halloween staple is when you get the box of the pretzel sticks. The yellow Bachman's cigarettes for me. I'd just be like mid, like my mom would be like, come on, we're going this way. I'd be like, hold on, I need a second. With my mask, like, oh my.
Yeah. You like, drop it, you ash it, and you're like, I gotta go.
Trick or treat, whatever.
That's a funny thing with fake pretending to use a cigarette is you're just giving yourself a couple moments of deep breaths.
Yeah.
Just going.
That's why people do. That's why people smoke cigarettes,
yeah,
man.
Just taking a deep breath.
You know, when I would go out trick or treating, like I was in it. You know, and people would think I was a psychopath, which not that far off. But when you're playing a serial killer like a Scream and you don't have the bloody pump mask to sell your character, it's the moments behind the mask, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm Herman Munster right now.
Right.
But what's underneath that?
What's your super objective?
My super objective as Herman Munster is... No comment. Did you ever watch The Monsters growing up as a kid?
Of course I did.
I love that show.
Yeah.
We would watch it on TV Land.
Yep.
TV Land on the TV guide to be like, the monster's on at 6 tonight.
Yes.
Man, it was so cool.
Growing up, I watched The Munsters and the original Addams Family.
Mm. I never watched the original Addams Family.
Who would win in a fight?
Who would win in a fight?
The Munsters versus the Addams Family.
The Munsters are like too family friendly.
I'm not too aware of all of
them. So is the Addams Family.
No, the Addams Family
was a little darker.
Yeah. They got that hand.
They do. Well, they okay. I think the Munsters, like Herman Munster, is obviously probably the most strong and powerful. But then, like, Lily and Grandpa are vampires. Mm-hmm. So, in a sense, they're immortal. The Addams Family, all of them are human, except for Grandma. She's a witch.
Grandmama.
And then Lurch, who's basically a Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. So,
who would win, Lurch or?
I think Herman. Herman? Herman's bigger. He's, like, way.
Lurch is huge, I thought.
Yeah, but he's skinny and, like, weird. Yeah, but I guess. Herman's literally just, like, fucking jacked.
Adore.
And yeah. I'm dressed like Herman. If yeah, I wanted also, Lurch like, to win, I'd be fucking Lurch.
Yeah. And like also I think Wednesday is too smart and like villain. Like I think the Addams Family would kick.
No prep time.
Out. Wednesday doesn't need it.
Well there's no, more Wednesday. There's more members of the Addams Family though.
There are more members, but also like Wednesday's got have you seen her room in any like that bitch has an arsenal.
Yeah.
She's got weapons.
Yeah, like if you need someone to kill a vampire, it would be Wednesday.
It would be Wednesday. Why would they fight, though? And she would do it happily.
Why would they fight, though?
Because they have to.
In the hypothetical situation that you proposed.
Would Morticia and Lily, like, make out a little bit before they kill each other? I hope so.
No, this is what would happen.
That's what kicked it off for me, by the way. When I was little watching that show, I'd watch the Munsters, watch the Addams Family. I'd be like, goth women. Black hair. Pale as fuck. We're all black.
This is what would happen.
Though. They'd find that.
They'd fight for act one, and act two would be the big grand slam where they actually fight to a standstill. Mm. And then act three would be
they have to team up against a greater threat.
So now who's the greater threat?
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
So we got to fight Freddy Fazbear. Yo, fuck, marry, kill. Freddy Fazbear, Herman Munster, Gomez Adams. That's an easy one, though.
Yeah, I feel like that is pretty easy.
Kill Freddy Fazbear. Kill him immediately.
Damn.
I am on both knees proposing to Raul Julias Gomez.
Damn. Rest in
peace.
Rest in peace.
Everyone's like, oh, like Angelica Houston's so bad. But Raul Julia, I know Ed told me that he was a dick and that really, like that actually really fucking upset me.
This is in the movie, the 90s one that everyone knows and loves probably when you
Raul
think of,
Julia, oh my God. I love them so much. That those movies, like, what was I saying? Those are my favorite Halloween movies.
Okay.
Addams Family and Addams Family Values.
So you would kill Freddy Fazbear.
I'd kill Freddy Fazbear. I would get down Shane Dawson style and propose to Raul Julia. Both
knees?
Yeah, both knees. That's what I'm saying. Propose to Raul Julia because then I can marry him and have sex with him forever.
Herman?
I'd fuck Herman.
Well, I'll see you after class.
Okay, so me do one now.
Okay. Me do one now. What are you, a fucking cave person?
I'll give you a harder one.
Okay.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
Lily Munster.
Uh-huh.
Morticia Adams.
Oh.
Elvira, Queen of the Dark. Mistress of the Dark?
Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Yes.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah. Go crazy. Go ahead. She's a lesbian. And a ginger.
That makes me want her even more for those two exact reasons.
But Elvira's not. She is, though. Cassandra.
Cassandra something. I would. Oh, that's so hard. That's so hard. I don't think. You know what it is with Elvira? Her hair. I don't like it. I don't like the giant bee's nest.
You don't like the rat's
beehive? Beehive, whatever. I'm going to go marry Lily. All right. You know, she's always cooking dinner and doing, like, you know, wife stuff. Morticia is, like, that's the mistress you keep on the side.
They're freak nasty.
Exactly. And then I'm sorry, Elvira. Big fan. I'm going to have to cut you loose on that one. She's a lesbian. She wouldn't want me anyway.
No. Yeah.
And on those note, on that, marry Kmart, kill Party City, fuck Spirit Halloween.
Yeah. Yes.
And on that note, I hope you learned something today. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And always remember, forgot what I was going to say. All right, cut it.